Welcome to episode 99 of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today, I'm so happy to have with us Professor Tony Kraszewski from the Department of Political Science. Tony, welcome to 100 at 100.
Hi.
Tell the audience, what are you doing in your latest researches?
Well, lately I've been involved in comparing the borders in the world. So I do research on the borders in Europe, which are quite different from ours. We are going 180 degrees in different direction on the border situation. Within the European Union, the borders disappeared between those 29 countries, from Estonia in the north all the way to Portugal in the south. And all the border guard posts, which were put up with millions of dollars of investment, converted to shopping centers, supermarkets, and a variety of other services. So I'm fascinated by that. And every summer when I go to Europe to lecture, I do research on various borders. Specifically, I specialize on Polish-German border, which used to be the border between, obviously, European Union earlier and Soviet zone. But since Poland became independent in 1989, and it's turned out to be democratic and capitalist now, there is no border. People cross just in any point, and there are border regions.
That's right. I mean, and when you go to Europe, I mean, you can see where the predominant power used to be, like France and Germany. Strasbourg, you know, has got lots of Germanic names, but you don't see too many French names on the other side of the border. Yeah. You know which was the big power, the aggressive power.
Exactly.
Presumably the same in Poland also.
And the same in Poland, yeah, Germany. Exactly. But what is interesting, in spite of tragedy of World War II and the losses Poland suffered, 6 million citizens, one out of five Poles died in World War II at the hands of Germans. There's incredibly friendly relations, and Poland is the best friend of Germany, and Germany is the best advocate for Poland in the European Union. So this is fascinating. The change is complete.
It is. And it's delightful to see it.
Delightful to see
now,
it. In my lifetime.
I was going to say. And
when I'm a veteran of World War II, I never imagined that would have happened.
Tell us what lessons you learned then. You say that the two borders are going in opposite senses, that we're trying to fortify, if I could use that word, the border between Mexico and the United States. I mean, is that a doomed effort?
Well, I think eventually that has to change. But there is no political will, neither in Ottawa or Washington or Ciudad de Mexico. But eventually it has to, because we are spending millions or billions of dollars on fortifying the border. But the best, and I always have been lecturing and talking about, nobody is listening to me. If we only spend 10% of what we are investing in China, laying foundation under the next challenger at the end of the 21st century against us, China will grow into primary power.
Right.
If we only spend 10% of all the investment in Mexico, industrialize Mexico in Latin America, we'll cut out immigration because they will find jobs in Latin America. And secondly, we would obviously be able to sell our products to Mexico, to Latin America.
I've got a friend who worked for a period of time on transforming maquilas from Mexico to China, but now he's also working bringing them back. So maybe people in business are beginning to realize.
I met a colleague of mine, Mexican, who said he brought back $250,000 back to Ciudad Juarez from China.
Maybe people are beginning to see the bottom line isn't
and
quite as clear.
And that's the solution for our so-called border security problems.
And coupled to that, I just heard that the Mexican cartel are buying their marijuana from Colorado because it's better quality. What a joke.
I love it.
Tony Kraszewski, Department of Political Science. Always great to talk to you. And thank you for being on 100 at 100.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
My name's Keith Pannell.